everybody. This is Pursuing True North. I'm Jenny Scioto. Today, Catherine King and I go over the year in review and we talk about the year to come. So join with us as we go over 2019's highlights and lowlights. You can also catch us on YouTube now at Pursuing True North.
Welcome to Pursuing True North. I'm Catherine.
Hi, and I'm Jenny.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hey. I can't believe it's 2020.
Like, I know.
Something about those zeros.
Do you remember 2000?
Another decade. Yeah, I do.
Just a little bit.
Long time ago. But this is super exciting. Let's first recap last year, though, because that's one of the things that I love about the end of the year is that everybody does the best hits of the year, and they do the best hits of the decade now because it's 2020 and all of that. But it's so fun to kind of go back and analyze your gains and losses, what was good, what was embarrassing, and what to change when you want to move forth.
Sounds good. Let's talk about the good. Gotta start with the good.
Okay. I loved doing the interviews last year. I'm so excited to keep going forward with the Women of Impact. Learning all of these women's stories have just been so...
It's inspiring.
It's inspiring. It's life-altering. Just seeing people live out... and being the hands and feet of Jesus in confidence and boldness. And it's just, it's been beautiful. So that's been one of my favorite parts of this year.
I think when we're so, just everything we're being fed, with whether it's the media or social media or any kind of information that's coming to us, it's all very negative. It's all very doom and gloom, and it's the end of everything, and Trump's terrible, and, you know, the world's coming to an end. Like, all of that stuff, we are fed all the time, and with doing the Women of Impact stuff, we are learning there's so much that isn't being seen that is good, and that is wonderful, and that is
some of these
amazing.
Women have hard stories at the beginning, but... God has used their hard stories and their refinement for something beautiful. And that's something that we really need to keep in perspective, is that if we're going through a hard time right now, God's using that. Like, be there in the moment. Really dig in deep. See what you can learn in that process.
Allow yourself to be refined in your fire.
Yeah.
And with the Women of Impact stuff, they're telling us, a lot of them tell us, these are the fires that I went through to get where I'm doing what I'm doing today, and I've loved that.
Yeah, I have too. It's been fantastic.
I'm really proud. I'm just going to brag on us for a minute. I'm really proud of all the things that we have been learning this year. When we decided to do this and move forward in our steps of obedience, we didn't realize just how difficult that was going to be. And so we still have a long way to go. But we've come a really long way in this last year.
Yeah.
Just even, it's so cringy, and I know we're not talking about the negative things yet, but if we go back and look at what we did at the beginning of the year and our early podcasts, it's not the most beautifully eloquent work we've done.
Took us a few months to kind of get our sea legs underneath us.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because... I'm one of those people that, you know, those movies that people are super embarrassing in. They do the embarrassing moments and everybody's laughing and it's called a comedy. I get embarrassed for those people. And when I go back to some of our original podcasts, I'm like, I am embarrassed for me.
And she's embarrassed for me. She's not lying there. Yeah.
But God worked all through us. And we learned more about equipment and audio and visual.
Websites and all kinds of.
Oof,
We've learned a lot this year.
Yeah.
And it's nice to go, okay, here's some brand new challenges.
Yeah.
Figure it out. And it hasn't come without some tears and screaming and possibly threatening to throw electronic devices. But I feel like it's a win. I feel like it gets to go in the good category.
Yes, yes, definitely. So overall, I'd count 2019 as a win. It's been stressful and stretching, but ultimately very good. And I'm so excited, though, for this coming year. This is going to be great. 2020.
Oh, perfect vision. Yeah, 2020.
Yeah.
I mean, all the jokes have got to be coming. Like, it's got to be.
Though both of us wear contacts, so 2020 is not here.
Yeah. It's true. But yeah, all the New Year's resolutions coming in, everybody. And I know we discussed New Year's resolutions last year, so we'll spare you this time. But yeah, it's good to have goals, and it's good to have things to look forward to in the next year, and know that, hey, we grew last year, so we're going to grow this year too.
Exactly. Always pursuing true north.
Yes.
Got to get that tagline in there. Anyway, this year is going to be great because pursuing true north, we are going forward, digging in deeper into God, into Christ, and it's just going to be beautiful.
Well, it's fun because we know directions that we've been told to walk in, but we don't know exactly what that is going to be like every step of the way. So just like it took us a little while to get our Women of Impact up and going, that was an exciting piece that was added to our last year. I'm looking forward to the exciting new pieces we're going to get this year.
Yeah, because one thing that both Catherine and I have gotten is that we, through our prayer and everything, we've really, we're going to focus on confidence in today's culture.
Yes.
Being a Christian woman.
I mean, that's a loaded issue for all of us.
Yeah, right now Christianity is just being attacked at every angle. And you know, if you step one inch off the straight and narrow, you're considered not a Christian or being like chastised everywhere, and that's not what Christians are. And
we're not completely imperfect.
Yeah, we're people. Church is for the broken, and it's also something that we're non-negotiable. We believe in the Bible in its entirety, like
we don't
to its letter, to all of it. Not all of it's pretty, but it's the word, the living word of God, and that's what we've been given. So we will not waver on that at all. So it's very hard in today's culture to kind of just walk forward. And what does that look like, being a confident woman without
compromising, really?
Compromising and without like showing everybody like what we hate. Because I hate being asked what I hate. I am about love. God is about love. Jesus is about love. We should be talking more about what we love and what we do to love.
Yes.
Which is one of the things that we're doing with the Women of Impact. Those are all confident women walking and doing the word of God every day and living it out. So it's going to be really exciting.
It will be. I guess you even have it on your wall in your office. It says, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called.
Yes.
So you're looking at two very imperfect, as I sit here and try to make sure I didn't missay that, two very just average, normal, everyday Christian women.
Yeah.
And
raising families and doing all the things, and not all of it is pretty.
Like, no, we are not perfect. We're not going to try to be, but we want to help encourage you guys as you're trying to figure out how to walk out being confident and bold in this culture as a Christian woman and as a Christian mom, as a Christian wife, as whatever roles those are for you.
Yes.
And it's exciting to go, hey, we're gonna be right there with you and help support you and encourage you.
Exactly. And the other thing we're working on right now is we're presently working on a devotional.
Yes.
And that's been really cool to unfold.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a really pretty mix of Jenny's artistic designing, and she's so creative, and I love that. And then we'll put the, it'll be a bit of a combination of things. It'll be places for you to, places for you to reflect on the different verses that we're going to be putting in there, for you to go, okay, this is how I can be confident here, and this is how I can be confident here, and just,
yeah,
that's one of our big goals for you guys for next year. Looking forward to it.
Yes. Yeah. It's been interesting, starting the, like, in the middle of the process, I guess, we're at right now, and learning all of the things that go along with.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, let's do this. And then all of a sudden the let's do this is, okay, let's do 80 different things in the let's do this. And we're like, okay.
Okay.
We'll get there.
We will be able to format that eventually. No. It's getting there, though. But it's super exciting. And it's super exciting to see what the Holy Spirit is revealing to us, and just having us walk through. And we hope and pray that we will walk through it with you. And we welcome all of your emails. And, yeah, we love hearing from you guys. It's fantastic.
So I'm gonna poke you a little bit here.
Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah.
So for 2019, what was, personally for you, your biggest challenge, but also your biggest win? Yeah, I got to think about this too, because I just asked her that question.
Yeah, you're going to get it right back.
Yeah,
to
you. No.
I think my biggest challenge was relearning a lot of the software programs in order to edit podcasts and video and the graphics, and just kind of gearing up from being a mom of five part-time blogger author to mom of five full-time editor, writer, like all of the things. Like, it's definitely been a stretch of learning and being able to meet all my deadlines. And so, yeah, that's been lots of tears over there. Lots of craziness, lots of, yeah.
So, what's your biggest challenge? What was your
biggest? That was
biggest
my biggest challenge. Personally? My biggest win, I think, was when learning some of those editing challenges. But also, I've always been really good at time management, but like, I really was able to, I probably could write a course right now on time management, because I had to time management like a boss. Yeah, it was managing all of the people's schedules, all of the dogs, the husband, the everything, the work, yeah, and keeping nice house and life living. Yeah, so I think I did that pretty well. I mean, there's always give and take, but yeah, for the most part, I'm pretty happy with the rhythm that I was able to gather with my family to being in. So what about you?
Me? Yes, definitely juggling what life looked like before really hitting Pursuing True North hard, and what it is now. It's one of those things you didn't really realize how much time and effort was going to go involved in trying to balance the life you had before with this new one, which has been great. But I think personally, I've had some different challenges and different parts of me where God's walked me through and said, I need you, Catherine, to be refined in these specific areas of just kind of interpersonal areas and how I respond to difficult things in life, and especially interpersonally, really when it comes to kids or spouse or friends and family, just different challenges that would arise. I felt like God really was working on me, you know, hey, how are you responding to this? Please come to me and let me help you with the words that you're speaking and with the emotions that I would bring to him, as opposed to just hiding with them and keeping them for a longer period of time. This year was really a lot of, okay, I'm going to bring this to you Holy Spirit, and I'm going to ask you to come in to this right now as opposed to waiting a longer amount of time. So there's some refinement for me there, which has been a true blessing, because with as many beautiful, like some of the highlights from my year last year was also personally, I got to travel a good bit with my husband, and it was a lot of fun. It was so, I mean, high highs that I haven't gotten to have in like quite a few years of, you know, just some of the things we've been through. But then it was so nice to, you know, then there were those wonderful things, but then there were the really hard, you know, it's just those behind the scene things. And I feel like I had a lot of personal growth in just as I react to things that are hard, because I know the way that I used to handle them has taken me a long time to get to. So anyway, those are the things for me personally that were highs and lows of last year, but I can see God really refining me and trying to purge some of my nasty, like, okay, there's areas that need to be refined in me, and watching that happen. So it's never painless, but it's definitely worth it. So
yes, yeah. Definitely. Awesome.
So we're looking forward to hearing from you guys, and you're going to see a lot more of us with our faces, not just our voices. So yeah, we're looking forward to that, adding that new element in
just a little bit. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to like and share us. And you can find out all the happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.